Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy! Light him up, Colin!
We're back. We're alive. Happy and healthy. It's Russo and Rizzo, a Friday edition after a quick hiatus. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Catt, of course, as always, behind the glass here at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Packed slate of sports all weekend. As good of a weekend as you could possibly get in the sports world than what you'll see this weekend with the MLB playoffs. Of course, game fives, two of them between the Padres and the Dodgers. That is tonight. And then tomorrow now at 1 o'clock, Tigers in Cleveland to sort out their differences in a game five setting there. Packed college slate. Highlighted by Ohio State at Oregon, a 2-3 matchup. Texas, Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry underway there. Ole Miss, LSU, Ravens, Commanders this weekend. That's what we'll be watching. What will you be watching? What is the priority this weekend? But in the meantime, before we get to that, we had a hurricane.
Yeah, we did. I was scared, Colin. It was my first hurricane. I've never experienced a hurricane before, and I feel like we asked, when are we Floridians? Obviously, we got a long way to go, but I think we scratched this off our list. We have been through our first hurricane. My brother came on over from St. Pete. We stayed at my cousin's house in Boca. Shout out cousin Michael in Boca. And I'll tell you what, I was scared to death of the tornadoes. I can't lie. And I kept texting my family like, hey, you know, it's like there's a bubble from like Jupiter all the way down to Miami, and then all of a sudden those tornado came. I stayed at my place Wednesday night. I drove back home Wednesday night, Kyle, and the wind was like something I thought a tree was going to come through my apartment. It was so damn windy. It sounded like a haunted house. So I was a little afraid. I can't lie. I was scared. I was frightened a little bit. Was watching the Weather Channel. Maybe, Colin, I got into the fear-mongering a little bit. I was scared. I can't lie. I was scared of those tornadoes.
Could you sleep well?
No. I didn't go to bed till 3:30 in the morning on Wednesday because of the wind. Because every other minute, and I'm like, my
apartment. That's not like a white noise thing for you?
My apartment has palm trees. So, like, the tree would be, like, brushing up against my window. I thought I was going to have a palm tree on my lap at some point.
So what did you do? You just hang out?
I just tried to go to sleep.
And you're tossing
I was and tired. Yeah, don't get me wrong, man. I was tired. I was relaxing. I was relaxed, but like I couldn't go to bed because of the wind and the storm.
It wasn't a pleasant experience.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a pleasant experience. The tornado alarm at Mike's house went off like every 2 minutes.
He has a tornado alarm?
Well, it's like his in-house.
Is it like a neighborhood one?
His in-house, like, thermostat and everything, it like tells the weather. It's like it. I don't want to call it like a smart thermostat, but that's kind of what it is. Like, you could do a lot on it.
I didn't know those existed.
That's what I mean. And it kept popping up like, hey, tornado warning 10 miles away from you. Because, I mean, the thing that
And
hit,
you drove home in that?
I drove home Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday night. So Thursday was crazy.
But you didn't want to. Okay, Thursday's one another.
Yeah, I drove home Wednesday night to give my brother the room. I know he's got multiple rooms, but I kind of wanted to sleep in my own bed too. You know how that goes sometimes, you know. And I looked at the weather. It wasn't that bad. I was able to get in the car and go home. The wind didn't really pick up until late at night. Like Wednesday night, like I would say after midnight is real. Because I called it at 12:30. And then for about 3 hours, I was up, you know, because the wind was just howling.
Huh. So overall, it's a little hair on your chest moment in terms of a natural disaster.
Correct. Hurricanes are nothing to
but
be trifled with.
Tornadoes is nothing new to you, right?
No, it's not. And I actually, a tornado came close to where I used to live in Peoria, you know, Illinois. Illinois is, you know, you'd get tornadoes every now and then, but not like that, man. 10 minutes away from where we are. I mean, God, we live in West Palm. Where did that thing hit? Palm Beach Gardens?
The Royal Palm Beach.
Took out a house.
Multiple.
The, people are dying. Like, you know, I was afraid, dude. I was a little afraid.
I've thought about how I'm going to target how I'm going to talk about this. I'm just going to say it. That was such an overrated storm.
Come on.
Let's call it like we see it. I was under the impression that if you've seen the movie 2012, that there's just going to be a 5,000-foot wave that's just going to succumb over the city and we will all perish. That was my impression.
Dude, the West Coast in Central Florida, Colin, got messed up.
I can't speak for them. I wasn't there.
But it wasn't overrated.
I was here. The West Palm news people, the West Palm weather people, it was, I know people are downplaying, it won't be bad. It didn't even rain. It was just wind. Now, I didn't know the tornadoes were, I didn't know that was going down until well it was after it was over, until I think, what is it, Wednesday night was when the tornadoes passed along?
Our GM of ESPN West Palm, Stephanie Prince, reached out to us, asked how we were doing. She's like, yeah, guys, the tornadoes aren't normal. And in true Colin fashion, Colin goes, there's tornadoes?
I had no idea. I was sitting in my apartment peacefully, a little wind against the window, big deal. I was under the impression I was going to be house locked, no power. I was going to have to start a fire with some gunpowder from a lighter. I thought I was. It was going to be, you know, Castaway for a couple of days there in my apartment. And I went for a run Thursday morning. I was able to run Thursday morning and Wednesday morning. Where's the storm? Did I miss it? I know it came overnight, and I know a lot of damage happened in certain areas, but to my area, I was under the impression there would be a bigger storm.
Cyclone tornadoes, Colin.
I didn't see it. And I understand that. That's a, you know, so tornadoes saying, you can't track, but the hurricane, there was nothing. There was nothing.
I mean,
people need to calm down. I went to grocery stores, and the grocery stores are emptied out, Mike. They're emptied out.
Oh, yeah. They bought everything.
I even bought... this is my bad. My bad on this. I shouldn't have followed the crowd on this. But I bought some stuff. Now I got stuff in there. I don't need this. I don't need Gatorade. What do I need Gatorade for? Get this out of my fridge. Unbelievable.
You weren't once kind of like, oh, my God, what happens if this tornado comes?
Oblivious? I had no idea.
Is oblivious a good word?
Out of sight, out of mind. And I live in one of those condominium areas, so there's multiple. It's a big building. Tornado's not gonna. I'm not gonna go up and fly away like the Twisters movie. Like,
I don't know, man. Did you see? Did they flipping cars, Colin? Your windows are getting bashed through.
I understand that some people had some damage. I can't speak for that. I can only speak from my own experience. I'm not gonna lie. I thought it would be bigger. I thought it would be a tougher storm.
Yeah, but to your point, the West Coast got absolutely.
From my interpretation, I didn't even think the West Coast got battered that hard. I thought people were under the impression it was going to be like DEFCON 5, and
there were 110 mile an hour winds in St. Pete. The roof flew off. What are you talking about?
The guy was living in the boat right in the harbor, and he was fine. Did you see that?
I did. The guy, but
there's a guy living in the boat looking down the storm in a little catamaran. Not even. It was like a little sailboat.
He was a first mate on a boat, and you're talking about the Weather Channel interview. I know exactly what you're talking about.
This guy was all over the internet. That guy was fine. Listen, if there's damage to your home, I apologize. That is not my fault. But all I can speak to is... I thought this they were talking like this hurricane was going to be the biggest hurricane Florida's seen in 100 years. There's no way that was the biggest storm Florida has seen in 100 years. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Dude,
and you could chalk it up to ignorance. Fine.
Daytona got messed up.
That was my interpretation.
Central Florida got messed up. And Tampa, St. Pete, a lot of those cities on that western Gulf side, maybe not so much underwater as they originally thought, but the wind damage and the destruction from it. Colin, they had to shut off the plumbing. I remember my brother getting an alert on his phone saying that the city of St. Pete was turning off the sewage and the
water.
Because
they don't want the runoff.
Exactly. And if he were in his apartment, Colin, you wouldn't be able to flush your toilet or turn on or take a shower. You would have been going in a bucket.
That's happened.
Would have been going in a bucket.
Hurricane Irene, which was like basically a thunderstorm, and it was a Category 1, 2012 or whatever, in the Northeast. You couldn't flush the toilets then, too.
It didn't rain. To your point, I thought it was at least going to downpour and look like, you know, pandemonium.
Trying to act like this was the LeBron of hurricanes. I think.
Good comparison.
I don't know.
But
I listen, I'm not here to bash a hurricane. I didn't think it was that. I was anticipating more. That's
Colin, the tornadoes were scary. And fair play to you for not even knowing. Because, like I said, that alarm kept going off in Mike's and we were looking online. We were looking at the Weather Channel. And then I think, who was it? Maybe Tina. I think I saw on Tina's social media, or maybe it was Allie's social media. These are all teammates here at ESPN West Palm. I think it was more or less Allie's Instagram story that I saw of the tornado going crazy on the highway. Did you see this video in Gardens?
I did see that.
And the tornado was going on the highway. There was like, it blew up a transformer, and you just saw a pickup truck going 100
That looked like the movie Twister.
That was insanity.
That looked like the movie Twister.
And then those poor houses, that poor neighborhood, just got completely eviscerated. Eviscerated.
He got hit.
Those houses were done.
Eviscerated.
2-year project that house just became to fix it up.
I'm not here to bash people's decisions. Why? I saw garages. Why were there no cars in the garage?
They probably had. They were probably the kids' cars. Colin, sometimes, you know, you got junk in the garage. You're doing something. You're cleaning a room out. And the only place to put things is the garage. What, did they think their house was going to be flipped over? They were like you. Phony.
If you watch the Weather Channel, it was Armageddon was on its way. Doomsday was here.
They were listening to people like you who's calling the hurricane phony.
Calling in mad. They're mad at you, Colin. They don't want to go on the air. They said their piece, and they said, please don't go on the air. They said, how about you show a little gratitude? Because it takes one gust of wind to blow one tree onto one car and your life's ruined. Colin, how about you think about other people than yourself?
888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number to get into the program.
CCAP broke his silence. I was afraid watching the tornadoes. I can't lie, man.
I didn't notice
I was seriously afraid of the tornadoes. Like, I'm not even, like, usually at this stuff, it's like, all right, we're going to be okay. I'm like the optimist of the group. Dude, I was pretty petrified.
I was running errands like it was another Tuesday. Were you?
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I went for a run both days. Guys.
I was watching The Office, and I got a phone call from my grandma. She's like, hey, are you okay down there? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of blowing over. Not too bad. She's like, the tornadoes landed 5 miles from your house.
Yeah,
tornadoes.
And I was like, oh. And I looked it all up.
If you disagree with my sentiment, I thought it was a little overrated of a storm. That's just my. If you lost something, I apologize. That's terrible. And
Colin, tornadoes hit. They buried cars.
I'm very fortunate that my car wasn't picked up off the ground and thrown into the next week. I'm very fortunate that did not happen. But the idea that this hurricane was supposed to be some big time hurricane.
It was for the West Coast, man. I'm telling you, there's damage on that West Coast.
Yeah.
Tampa.
It's probably in bad taste to bring up something like this, but that
St. Pete needs a roof.
We got Joe and Jupiter on line one who wants to give you a piece of his mind. What's up, Joe?
Joe, what's up?
Hand on the dump.
Oh, no, I'll be fine. Don't worry. Okay. I've been calling the show for a long time. First time talking to you guys, though. Good to meet you.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Huge Cowboy fan, so you'll know I'm the number one Cowboy fan that probably calls this station.
Absolutely.
You'll eventually get to know that. But CK, I can tell you that. But let me tell you something. These tornadoes was no joke. I was about an eighth of a mile from our house completely being blown off the face of the earth right here in Stewart. And that neighborhood over, there's cars upside down. There's boats that flew across roads. There's million-dollar homes that had their roofs completely taken off. Who knows when they're going to get their power back across the street? I'm not in that million-dollar home community, but it was a quarter of a mile to the north of me. I mean, garages in the front, in the streets, cars upside down, like I said, semis being blown all over the place. These poor people are going to be without power for who knows how long. So this was no joke. I saw and heard the loudest noise I've ever heard in my life. I've never witnessed a tornado, but it was way too close. Our power was out for about 14 hours, and it was kids freaking out, and that noise is nothing like I've ever heard before. I know everybody says this can be sounds like a train. This was no train. This was a massive storm that was on the ground. I was told by police it was a wide storm that was on the ground all the way from US 1 all the way to the coast, and it just ripped people apart.
Now, Joe, let me ask you a question. I mean, you were more north. Did you get a feel? Was there rain at all? Is there any sense of a hurricane? I understand the tornado side of it, but what was the hurricane like?
Hurricane was a lot of rain. I'm from Texas. We've been here about 4.5 years. So I've experienced being threatened by tornadoes, but I never have seen one or heard one. Now, a lot of rain and a whole bunch of wind from Wednesday evening all through the night. No power, no nothing. A lot of wind. But the tornado thing, that was the scariest of the whole thing. And it was everywhere. There's deaths, you know, fatalities up in Port St. Lucie. This thing was no joke, this whole thing. And that's the closest I've ever been to something really seriously bad happening. Kids freaking out, you know. So, good to meet y'all.
Yeah.
I hate to talk about it, you know, such a serious subject. But, yeah, no joke.
Yeah, appreciate the call. That's Joe in Jupiter right there talking about his experience up north with the storm and the hurricane and the tornadoes. Fortunately, it didn't hit me. My area specifically, but I did see some of the damages, yeah. I know.
You weren't impressed.
Impressed is not the right word. I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm not trying to laugh about a terrible situation. I thought the hurricane, I thought we'd be pouring buckets for 2 days. That's what I thought.
No, you got tornadoes instead, wrecking everything in its way. First off, fair play to you for not even. I wish I didn't know, honestly.
That was God's honest truth, too.
I honestly wish I didn't know.
I had no idea.
Bill in Port St. Lucie, who also wants to have a word with
Port St. Lucie. They got it bad up there.
Bill, Colin. Welcome to Russo and Rizzo. What's on your mind?
Put him in his place, Bill.
Howdy.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Just wanted to let you know I'm a seventh generation Floridian. I've been here my entire life. I've lived through probably 36 different hurricanes. This was definitely overhyped.
Finally! This is my guy, Bill. I'm telling you, Bill. It was so overrated.
People lost their
homes. So overrated, Bill. I was under the impression this is going to be doomsday. Oh, my God. Bill, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, the weatherman comes out and says, oh, you're going to get 2 to 3 months worth of rain overnight. And I wake up and my front lawn is completely dry. It doesn't make sense to me. I didn't even put up storm shutters. I didn't do anything. It's overhyped. They want me to go to Home Depot. They want me to spend money. They want me to do all this. They want me to be scared. They want me to buy as much toilet paper as my car can carry.
Bill, and what about the tornadoes? First of all, my favorite call I've ever had. But I appreciate it, Bill. What about the tornadoes?
All right. I live in the Torino area where the Mets
spring training. Yes.
Plays. Yeah. I had a tornado hit about, I don't know, a half a mile away from my house. And then I had another one about a mile and a half away from my house. My family slept through the whole thing. I had a half a handle of Jack Daniels and stepped outside and watched the whole thing.
Wow.
Bill in Port St. Lucie, appreciate the call, brother.
Thank you, Bill. My man.
Bill thought the storm was overrated.
You want to know what? Fair play to Bill for grabbing a cocktail and going, what can you do?
Yeah.
He didn't care. He got his handle of Jack Daniels and, God, what a guy.
888-760-3776.
Apparently, I'm the only one that was scared of this thing.
888-760-3776.
C-Cat was running around buying dog food. You were going on runs.
I was hanging out.
I was hiding in Boca Raton.
Number to get into the show, 888-760-3776. Hurricane Milton has came and went. Tornadoes hitting the area. I was under the impression this would be a much stronger hurricane. I was proved wrong, fortunately. But, of course, you know, the tornadoes did their damage. Taking calls on it. If you've got an experience you'd like to share, 888-760-3776. We'll get to the phone lines and more next. You're listening to Russo and Rizzo live here, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo continuing live here, ESPN 106.3. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat, of course. I thought I won the lottery in the mail. We'll get into that a little later. MLB playoffs, two game fives today and tomorrow. Big college slate tomorrow. NFL, a decent slate highlighted by the Commanders and the Ravens. Hurricane Milton over the... It feels like a Monday today, doesn't it? Past 2 days, a bit of a sabbatical for the South Florida, Florida area due to Hurricane Milton coming through. Phone lines are open, 888-760-3776. Want to hear your experiences with the storm. I understand that I maybe came off a little insensitive there, and I understand that.
A little crass.
A little crass. And I apologize. All I could speak to is my experience. That is my honest opinion on it. And you're right. Nothing happened to me, fortunately. And I apologize for those that lost things or homes or cars or whatever it may be.
Or lives. How about that one? You've got a big omission there.
And the only thing I could do is offer my condolences and offer my, that's all, that's the only thing you could do here. And you could, of course, donate and everything like that, but I didn't organize that. So that's not, I can't speak to that. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to Palm Beach Gardens. Who's on the line right now?
We got Jeff in Palm Beach Gardens.
Jeff, you're on with Russo and Rizzo. What's going on?
How are you guys?
Good. How you doing? What's
good,
on your
Jeff.
Mind?
Good. I work in Singer Island, and I thought we were going to get hit there, but we didn't get a drop of rain, nothing. I was all excited. Being from New York, you know, I went through Hurricane Sandy.
Did you say you were all excited?
That was rough. Listen, I've lived in New York my whole life. These hurricanes, my little nephew gets excited. He sends me updates once an hour. And working overnight, it just got windy. And I'm not saying that I feel bad for everybody who, like you said, maybe lost their homes,
Jeff,
lost stuff.
Jeff, you're not helping the cause of trying to get Colin to be a little more remorseful, partner. Like, Colin's being a bit insensitive here. That's what... We need a couple people to put him in his place, no?
So Jeff, everyone's calling and agreeing with him.
Listen, my friend, I'd like to give you, you know, if we could pray for my friend who's both firemen. I can never say the town's name, like Lahatchahatchee or something like that.
Loxahatchee?
Tornado hit this. Correct.
Oh, my God.
You tell him in New Yorker, the tornado hit his house directly. And that was scary when he told me that his wife is a captain and he's a retired captain. He's running for council. And now they have to deal with this. So I'm praying for them. But for all the hype that was built up, I'm glad, you know, what happened in Tropicana Field, being a Yankee fan, I don't know if I should be happy about that.
I'm okay with it.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, me too, because they need a new place to play. There's more.
This is bad for the city, though. Like, that's bad for Tampa.
So, Jeff, you think.
I love Tampa. My mom's from the area.
So, Jeff, you think they should build a new park now just because the roof got ripped off?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Because they're cheap owners.
They don't have to pay for it. Listen.
What, use the insurance money to build a new ballpark?
Yeah, something. Maybe people will show up for them.
What show are we doing today?
Listen, it was scary, and now I hear there's more tornadoes and more hurricanes coming possibly next week. It is, and I guess the notion and the thought of all these things coming, it is scary, but for the way they talked about it coming through the whole state, I mean, we got nothing. Just, you know, the tornadoes came through Palm Beach Gardens, but not a drop of rain, which I thought was very odd.
Yeah. But. All right, Jeff, I appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Jeff.
Great job. That's a very New Yorker perspective on it.
Net positive, Hurricane Milton, no more Tropicana.
Jeff brought up an interesting thing there. I think this is more of a testament to how the media handled it comparatively, because the media took this and ran. And whether that's the good thing, maybe they're over-preparing people, but it's almost to the point of inciting a ton of fear. Tornadoes, you cannot predict. That is a different story. You could say there's tornado warnings, and that's one thing. Idea that this hurricane, you're inciting too much fear.
But the West, I'm telling you, brother, the West Coast and Central Florida got messed up, dude. A lot of stuff is... It's going to take weeks, a month, for stuff to get back to normal.
And they also just got hit a week prior.
Exactly.
Would you agree? I'm not going to say this. I'm saying, would you agree or disagree that, I mean, do you think the media went too far?
I personally don't, just because, like, my brother, dude, he had to come. You know what I mean? It came to the point where he wasn't going to have some sewage. Like, The roof flew off of Tropicana Field. That's a half mile from where my brother's apartment
is. That's because that city it's a hurricane, what is it? Hurricane vulnerable.
But it was
city flooding vulnerable.
But like, I don't think it's quote unquote, it was like overrated or overblown just because of how bad the West Coast got torn up.
Harder. Overrated is such, is not the right term that I think I used a little earlier. Yeah, no, I understand.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. I think I used that. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm talking about a basketball player.
Like I was, no, you're fine. But honest to God, brother, when I saw our teammate Allie's Instagram, that tornado that went through the highway and took out those houses, man, I was pretty scared. I'm not afraid to admit it. I was pretty scared in Boca. Honestly.
You said it before. You got to risk over preparing people rather than under preparing.
To the point of fear, you think that they incited
it? That's more worth it. That is more worth it to have someone more scared than they should be than less scared they should be. Because, you know, people lived through Hurricane Andrew. It was pretty bad down here.
Yeah. I did you see the meteorologist crying on air?
I didn't. I heard about Theo talked about that a couple hours ago, right here. I didn't see that.
Is that the over preparing people? You're preparing people for perish.
But like, didn't the West? Was he crying for the West Coast? I'm sorry, I don't know the context here.
I think he was crying for Florida. But there's multiple people that got emotional about it. This is the worst hurricane the Florida's ever seen in 100 years. Is that the right way to do that? I don't know. I'm no weatherman. I understand you're supposed to prepare people, but from what I saw here, people were so panicked. It's almost negative. I don't know. Maybe it's to a fault. That's just my two cents on it.
What were you doing during the? Were you watching TV?
I watched baseball games on Wednesday. The game started at 1:00. It went on to 11:00. I sat and watched games. There was nothing went on Wednesday. It was just a little. I think it was supposed to hit Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I watched games all day Wednesday. I went for a run that morning. I sat down. I watched games. I enjoyed myself. And Thursday, it's supposed to hit overnight. I slept fine. I wake up. I check outside. All is good in my household. I go for another run. There is a couple branches and trees down here and there, but nothing that concerning. And then the other game started, I think, at like 5, 6 o'clock. So I hung out all day. I read. I'm reading the Aaron Rodgers biography that just came out, which is interesting. I did that. I did a little work. That was my day. So I don't know. I mean, maybe out of sight, out of mind. I don't know.
I'm trying to find this video of the reporter crying, and it's depressing me because I look up the keywords Florida cry reporter, and it's all people that have lost their lives, not their actual lives, their livelihoods, their home gone, car. Yeah, everyone's
guys,
crying on the news.
That's terrible.
I'm kind of on Rizzo's side now.
Come on, guys.
That's terrible.
I'm telling you, dude. The West Coast got pounded. Central Florida got pounded. But we were lucky enough to have this. I called it, God had a vortex. Outside of those tornadoes that happened in gardens and every, God had a vortex from like Jupiter to Miami. And I can't believe Miami and cities like us are like scathing by. I was talking to Brian Rowitz, who's lived here forever, our content director. He goes, Riz, it's been like that for a while now, where we've kind of been unscathed compared to the West Coast. And Kyle, I told you, man, my mom's originally from Treasure Island. She moved to Cleveland. She was like 5 years old in the 60s. And, you know, like, I grew up going to the West Coast. I grew up going to those places. We got a condo in Treasure Island that got pretty torn up, man. It's not cool. It's not good.
I'm nowhere did I say anything that anything
but
was
I just,
good.
I just don't think it's overrated. I don't think it was overrated. And I don't think it was overblown.
The strongest storm that Florida's hit in 20 years. You saw that?
I mean,
100 years.
I did, but like for those people, maybe it was.
It's almost,
right?
I'm not a hurricane expert. It's like the media ear thing. Another time, another day. If you have stories about the hurricane, the tornado side of things, I'm curious. Let us know. 888-760-3776. I want to hear your side of the story. 888-760-3776. Very fortunate that I got through relatively unscathed. As did Mike, as did a C-Cat. As far as I've heard, you're all good.
Yeah. Yeah, all good. My fall pumpkin sign, it fell down. So it got dirty. So what the hell is that about?
Thanks for including that.
Jeez,
it was blowing in the wind. It's on me for not taking it down.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't do that. Yeah. 888-760-3776. We got a packed slate this weekend, Mike.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm more curious because it's a packed weekend of sports. What are you most excited to watch? Polls up on X at ESPN West Palm. What is the thing that's going to take the precedent, take the main screen this weekend for you in terms of what's going on in sports? Is it going to be the Ohio State at Oregon game? Is it going to be the Texas-Oklahoma game? The Commanders and the Ravens game on Sunday? Or is it going to be the MLB playoffs, which you'll have a game on Sunday, game on Saturday, and game on Friday, two game fives included? Mike, what say you?
I got to go with...
I know you have a little dog in the
fight. Yeah, and two of them. You know, I got Ohio State going against Oregon, but as much as I think Ohio State needs to win that game, God, I'm going to be sick if the Guardians lose to the Tigers. So I'm going to go with MLB just because the team I root for is in a do-or-die-go-home game five. And Scooble's on the mound, too. And Scooble's the best pitcher in baseball. I think that that's must-watch TV. But, Kyle, I'm going to need two different bags because I'm going to be hyperventilating. I'm going to be hyperventilating all nine innings at home against the Tigers. And I'm going to be hyperventilating for that game in Eugene. So, huge weekend for my fandom coming up. But I'll probably have to go with the MLB playoffs because my team's in a game five.
C-Cat, what are you prioritizing this weekend in terms of what are you going to watch?
I got a little bit of wrestling on Saturday night. AEW Wrestle Dream going to go on at 8 o'clock. My Yankees clinched, so got to worry about Yankees baseball for the weekend, which is nice.
You're watching that over football?
I'm double screening it. Come on now.
What's main screen? Don't say it.
Don't say it.
It's got to be the wrestling because you got to have wrestling commentary. So I'll be watching OSU Oregon. There's no volume on it.
Yeah, hang on.
No Ole Miss LSU then. That's third screen.
Yeah, that'll miss out. Maybe when Oregon blows OSU out, then I'll put the other SEC game on.
Hey, Colin, what time is Penn State losing to USC at on Saturday?
I think it's 3:30.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not going to happen, but yeah.
I like the idea of the two game fives. People have talked about this college slate being like the best college slate they've ever seen. I think that's a little overrated. I think people
really?
I think people need to calm down a little bit for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think Ole Miss is overrated. And I think LSU has a good chance here to, I mean, not wallop them, but I think they could win fairly easy. Oklahoma once again missing their five starting receivers with a true freshman quarterback. And Ewers is back for Texas. That game could easily get out of hand. Hopefully it doesn't. I think Oklahoma will be competitive, but you never know. And on the other side of things, Ohio State, I know, hasn't been tested, but has been much more convincing in terms of defense, offense, talent, taking another step, more so than Oregon has. And, I mean, off of that alone, I could see Ohio State coming in and smacking them around. That's just my personal opinion. I think next week is better. I think Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas doubleheader is more interesting to me than what you're going to see this week. But those game fives I'm going to be fascinated by. Scooble versus the Guardians I think will have a lot of juice. And then tonight, Yamamoto Darvish for the Padre-Dodger game will be interesting. We're going to hear from Fat Jack later in the show from FatJackSports.com. We're going to hear from Mr. Steve Pollitt, Senior Palm Beach Sports Commission Hall of Famer, also a little bit later. We're going to give our punchline picks a little later as well. I don't know what your picks are, C-Cat. I want you to tell us after we say ours so you can't call any foul play. We'll do that a little bit next, but first, let's get to the phone lines. Kirk and Jensen Beach, you're on with Russo and Rizzo. What's going on, Kirk?
How you guys all doing?
Good, partner.
What's on your mind?
Good. I just want to say, I was talking about the Hurricanes, and I live in Martin County. And you know what? You guys were down. I mean, from where you guys are located, you're on that south, southwest, southeast side of the storm. So you're not really affected. But that first feeder band that came through, I'm sure you guys have already heard about it, but we've had a historical amount of tornadoes. I mean, we've got mega devastation up here in Martin and St. Lucie County.
Yep.
Loss of lives and, I actually had a friend who was staying in one of the mobile homes in Spanish Lakes where the people passed away, and they happened to leave to take take their cats somewhere for some reason. And they left two dogs behind, and when they came back, it was a girl and her mom. When they came back, there was nothing but a slab left, and they lost both dogs.
Wow. That's terrible to hear.
I just wanted to say, we know every year they blow up the hurricanes, and, you know, it's a waiting game because the forecast changes every 6 hours. 1 minute it's a Cat 5, the next, forecast is Cat 3. So it's a roller coaster ride, trying to take stuff serious. But, the one thing nobody ever seen coming was those tornadoes, and a little bit more research. You guys go look up some videos and just the devastation on the East Coast. I know the West Coast and Central Florida got it, but we never seen it coming. We had that, I woke up on the Wednesday morning and that hurricane, what, started at Alligator Alley, and or not hurricane, but tornado, and yep. made its way all the way up to the east side of Okeechobee. The Wedge tornado in Clewiston, St. Lucie County had, I mean, seven that I know of, you know, properties that I've seen have been destroyed. So, I mean, that's all I got to say. You know what I mean? Thank you guys for everything. You guys are doing a great job. And go Miami Hurricanes, baby.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
The call, Kirk.
More or less, dude. I feel like it was just more than the Gardens area. So I was ignorant in the sense of that it was more than that Palm Beach Garden area. I didn't know Port St. Lucie and a bunch of other spots got the wrath of that hurricane too, man.
It came out of nowhere. Yeah. So that is the thing that you cannot predict. I know the wind swells is a thing. I know in Oklahoma where they storm chase and all those people that try to track it, that is what they track.
Tornadoes are terrifying. They're terrifying.
They try to track the I don't know enough about it, but the hot and cold and how it mixes and stuff like that.
C-Cat, you're Oklahoma guy. You know, right?
Yeah, my town was kind of in a valley, so it never got hurricanes, we tracked them about 30 miles away, and that was in our listening area. And yeah, those things would tear through. Like the town of Moore, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City. Whew, the stories they have to tell about hurricanes.
Reno's tornadoes famously get destroyed.
Yeah,
it's in pretty insane there.
Yep.
Yeah, Reno. I know Reno had that the worst one of all time, the EP5, or decades ago.
And you have the Twister Museum in Waukeeta, Oklahoma. I didn't get to go.
The two years
that I lived there, I didn't go to the movie Twister Museum. No.
We're going to give our punchline picks, our picks of the week. We're also going to talk about what we're most excited to watch for this weekend, a look ahead into the college slate. You're listening to Russo and Rizzo. Stick around. We'll be back on ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
It's October. We've seen a couple weeks of football now. Time to try your first bet over on Hard Rock Bet. Maybe you're like Miami. Things really haven't worked out so well for the Dolphins thus far. Maybe like the Hurricanes. Things are flying. Either way, it's fun to root for it, and it's fun to get involved on the sportsbook at Hard Rock Bet. It's Florida's only legal sportsbook. Each game, you can bet on the touchdown scores, passing yards, other stats, total points, who will win, so much more. Even if you miss kickoff, you can do it live, play-by-play, up until the final whistle. You can also bet college football. The MLB is up there with the playoffs in full-fledged right now. You don't even want to bet a ton of money. Try a parlay. You can put a bunch together, get better odds out of it. In week one of the NFL season, a Florida bettor put 16 legs together on a parlay, went 16 for 16, turned a $15 bet into $104,000. He did it on Hard Rock Bet. You can too. Get started today. There's so many different types of parlays on the Discover page. They give you the trendy picks, where the money is, what's the trendy one, different options, promos. The Discover page, it's so easy. It's got the sophistication that an experienced player wants for sportsbooks, but it's also simple and easy enough and accessible enough where the new player needs it to really get their bearings. It has both sides. It's perfect on that. Hard Rock Bet, all you got to do is get started. Is download the Hard Rock Bet app on the App Store and Google Play Store, or go to online to hardrock.bet. Try Hard Rock Bet now and up to $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not win. First bet could be a parlay, prop, the over, whatever you like to bet, any game you choose. You either win your first bet or you'll get the same amount you bet back as a bonus bet. Try it today, Hard Rock Bet. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms, conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. So punchline picks, for those who don't know, is when Mike and I on Russo and Rizzo go against, theoretically speaking, which you can hear 2 to 4 weekdays in these very airways with Theo Dorsey and Christian Katt. We go against them week by week, 6 picks a week, 1 lock that is worth double points. We're tracking our records, and we are making picks against the spread in the college and NFL sphere on football, tracking it throughout the season, and the losers have to go up on stage somewhere, undecided at the moment, and do a stand-up comedy set and try their best in that realm, in that sphere. We were tied coming into the week. I got to tally up. I think we are up 1 now that you lost your
Rizzo and Russo up one over theoretically.
But, so we're up one.
I want to give fair play shouts to C-Cat and Theo. You guys are down like six. You guys brought this thing back.
Yeah, we're good at this.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know what? Disregard everything. That's how he's going to act. Disregard all of
so
that.
We're taking
let's
a look.
See how we're kicking their butt this week.
Now it's time. Let's blitz the book.
Send some heat. Pin your ears back. It's time to blitz the book. Presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Mike, you have all of our picks here?
I do.
So we put some picks together. We had a couple we were in and out on. We didn't love the NFL slate this week in terms of the picks, but we got six. We haven't decided a lot yet. I think we'll decide it as we go along what we like the most. But Mike, start us off.
All right. So you know we take a Mac game. So actually, for all our listeners who don't know, it's just heard about the contest. Colin and I love taking a Mid-American Conference game. We've been doing this for 6 weeks, Colin. I think we're 4-2. We're 4-2 in the Mac. I told our content director and boss, Brian Rowitz, I said, find me a better person that's handicapping the Mac like we are. We're going to Eastern Michigan +2.5 at home. And the thought process here and our theme on a lot of these picks is we have a lot of home dogs. So we like a lot of the home teams who are dogs to cover the spread and or win outright. Our first one is Eastern Michigan at home against Miami of Ohio. We think Miami of Ohio is very fraudulent. They're 1-4 on the year. Eastern hasn't played a good schedule, but we got Eastern Michigan +2.5. Next, we move to the SEC. A lot of people, believe it or not, are calling this the game of the weekend. Ole Miss at LSU. We're going with Brian Kelly's LSU Tigers +3.5.
Now, yeah, that one's interesting. I think Ole Miss is just fraudulence waiting to be exposed once again.
Now, they had a big win against South Carolina after dropping a home game to Kentucky 2 weeks ago.
They rely too much on the big play, and I think it's almost to a fault. So I like that. I like that pick right there.
Next, we stay in college. As we said, we only picked one NFL game. We stay in college. We have Vanderbilt +12.5 on the road at Kentucky. Vanderbilt just coming off of that win against Alabama. Against Alabama. And Kyle, you brought it up in our pre-show. Kentucky, can they even beat anybody by 12.5? I mean, I know they've had some on the schedule this year where they have, but I think that this game is going to be mucking it up, running the football, playing for field position.
And Vanderbilt's got some juice right now.
Yeah, and they're 12.5. This makes no sense to us.
They should have lost to Missouri. I mean, they should have beat Missouri, excuse me. And they beat Alabama. Maybe a hangover week is in store for them, but I think Kentucky coming off the bye this, they're also coming off a big win against Ole Miss. Are they going to have a hangover week of themselves? We're just banking on Vanderbilt keeping it close.
Next, now Colin, I'm going to let you speak a lot on this because you talked me into this pick. It took a little bit, but we got Army -27.5, partner. Take it away.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Army. They're motivated to dominate Navy, of course, at the end of the year. But I think throughout the season, they want to beat Navy big. Here's the thing about Army. UAB, it's 27.5.
Correct.
-27.5.
And what I told my C-Cat, you'll get a laugh out of this. I told Colin, I said, Colin, we need Army to win by 4 touchdowns.
No
four
problem.
4 touchdowns.
Army this Army? Year is a different animal. Army's all their final scores the entire year. 42-7, 24-7. 37-14, 42-14, and 49-7. They have one common opponent with Navy so far, Temple. Temple lost to Navy by 27. Army played them 2 weeks later, beat them by 28. Army plays UAB this week. UAB also played Navy. They lost by 24 points. Army is going to be motivated to beat UAB by more than what Navy did. You call me crazy. Watch it happen. Army's playing hot. UAB's 1-4. They're at home. I think this is an easy one. I think Army also has played UAB 5 total times from 2000 to 2004. They lost every matchup. Army's going to be so motivated for this. 27.5.
Next, folks, San Jose State at Colorado State. Even.
That's even. A pick 'em. I like that.
Even. Now, let me sell you a little bit on San Jose State. I think they might have one of the best receivers in the country in Nick Nash. Obviously, right now, folks, you know, I'm a Buckeye fan being from Ohio. I love me some Jeremiah Smith. We love Ryan Williams on there in Alabama, the young guns going at it. But this is Nick Nash's sixth year of college football. Now, in 2020, I believe he got injured and he got eligibility. Colin, he's been in college since 2000. He has statistics back in 2019. So Nick Nash on the year, 55 receptions, 712 yards, and 9 touchdowns so far. San Jose State, 4-1 on the year. We're going with them to win outright at Colorado State. And Colin, we're not sold on Colorado State. That's a big reason we're taking the Spartans.
I'm also a big reason that they were a play away, San Jose State, from being 5-0. They were at Washington State 3 weeks ago. First of all, San Jose State is not coming off the bye, but they had their bye 2 weeks ago. But they played Washington State before that. And they were up 38-24 at the start of the fourth quarter. They blew it. They score to take the lead. Two-point conversion converted. 46-43 with 24 seconds to go. Tied it up. Lost in double OT on the second OT on the two-point conversion to Washington State. Could very well be 5-0.
By the way, Colin, Nick Nash, my guy, in that game against Washington State, 16 receptions, 152 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Now, is it going to be Nick Nash? Is the reason that I think San Jose State's underrated, and they got a good receiver, and Colorado State's a little phony. This is win outright. I like this one.
All right, we're going to our last pick, and it is our only NFL pick. We are Baker Bros yet again. Give us Tampa Bay -3.5 on the road at New Orleans. New Orleans is starting Spencer Rattler, the former Oklahoma and South Carolina quarterback, former number one quarterback overall in his class heading into college. He was on some ridiculous TV show, too. I think Ryan Day was on as well, maybe QB1, shooting from the hip here. But we're going with Baker, and I think they play well for the devastation that happened to Tampa and that West Coast. I think they're playing inspired for their city.
You think so?
Give me the Bucks. Give us the Bucks.
I don't know if that... Do you think so? See, I'm curious
they're
what you
playing
think about
for
that.
The devastation.
I failed to handicap the hurricane motivation in my picks. I'll be honest. It completely slipped my mind.
I don't think hurricane motivation will be a thing either.
Come on, guys.
I think they're going to play well.
They evacuated. They left. They had to leave.
I like the fact that it's a long week for Tampa Bay. It's a short week for the Saints. And the Saints have Rattler starting. I think that's the theme.
Well, I said that, but more or less, come on, baby. For the hurricane. People need something.
I don't think that's a theme. I don't know, but I'm with the pick, though. I don't know how motivated it will be.
We do need a lock, though, before we get to a break, and then we need a lock. So
that was Blitz the Book, presented by Hard Rock Bet. Once again, go try Hard Rock Bet in the App Store, Google Play Store. Go download it. You can bet on anything in the college football realm. You can bet on anything in the packed slate of NFL football you see this weekend. If you're interested in the Game 5s today and tomorrow, Game 1 with the Mets is going to be on Sunday. Go bet that as well. They have so many options. They have so many different props you could use. You got our picks right there. Those were our 6. What's our lock, Mike?
That's what I said, man. I think it's between 2. I think it's between Tampa Bay or LSU. I like LSU 3.5 at home. I really like Tampa Bay as well with against the rookie quarterback. Or you can make a case for San Jose State.
I like Army, but I'm not going to take a 28-point spread. My
as our lock.
Lock. You want to go with, let's make it a bigger game. You want to go LSU?
Yeah, let's go LSU +3.5.
LSU -3.5 is our lock. We're going to get C-Cat's picks a little later in the show on what theoretically speaking conjured up. But that was Blitz the Book presented by Hard Rock Bet. Try it now and get up to $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not win. First bet, that can be a parlay, prop, over, whatever you like to bet, any games you choose, available on Hard Rock Bet. Either choose to win your first bet or get the same amount you bet back as a bonus bet. It's Hard Rock Bet, presented by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Considered by gambling, call 1-888-ADMITTED. On the flip side of things, we're going to talk to the Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer, Steve Politiner, and Good Karma Brands president. That's next. Stick around. It's Russo and Rizzo live here at ESPN 106.3.